Welcome to the Tech Bean Podcast. I'm your host, Don Santiago. This is the podcast where we take three stories that have been happening throughout the week in tech and bring it to you so you can be informed. For this week's podcast, we're going to be talking about how India is becoming the number one smartphone market in the world, teaching you how to take more control of your Facebook privacy, and talking about Apple's reaching record highs in their latest quarter results. And for the first story, according to CounterpointResearch.com, India's smartphone market has passed the United States for the first time on an annual level, becoming the second largest smartphone market globally, reaching 158 million shipments in 2019, which is a 7% year-over-year growth. The main reason for this is because of the popularity among mid-tier phones. Chinese companies, to be more exact, such as OnePlus, Asus, Vivo, Realme, and many others have been able to take full advantage of the mid-tier market. Xiaomi has been the number one company in India for the second consecutive year. For example, the company has seen 7% year-over-year growth in their last quarterly results. It's pretty clear that one trend in India right now is mid-tier phones, because right now India is not looking for the best. Right now their consumers are just looking for a good value. But one trend to take note of is that as India's economy continues to develop and grows, manufacturers are going to want to expand. So instead of going to mid-tier phones, probably expand into high-tier phones as the country continues to develop. And so for story number two, is about a tool called Off Facebook Activity. This is something that's been released by Facebook. It's trying to introduce to help users manage and delete the data that third-party websites and apps share with Facebook. As Facebook has explained before, businesses send Facebook information about users' internet activity, so then Facebook can use that information to show you or us relevant ads to that, right? Targeted advertising. So when you open up your Facebook app, that's either from iOS or Android, you might see it pop up for you. But if it doesn't, then all you have to do is go to the Facebook app on your iOS or Android device, go to the menu tab, then to the settings and privacy tab, hit settings and hit the apps and websites, and you'll be able to control everything that you need to do. All right. Third and final story of the day. Apple has reported record revenue in its first quarter results for 2020. Just throw out some numbers. Apple's estimating between 85.5 and 89.5 billion with a B billion for their first quarter. Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, said, and I quote, this is mid-sentence, it was fueled by a strong demand for iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro models and all-time high records for services and wearables, unquote. And we have to take Apple's word on this one, since Apple has not shown their numbers and their figures when it comes to iPhone sales. I think it's been like 2 years, I believe. And to go off of that, as John Prosner said from Page Tech, and I quote, the market does not need innovation, it needs compromise, unquote. For that reason, we are starting to see premium brands like Apple start making phones like the iPhone XR, right? Most people are holding on to their phones a little bit longer, and also simply because of the reason maybe there's just not enough features that they can bring to make people upgrade, and not to mention the price. The price for phones are really expensive at this point. So now you have Apple has actually recognized that, and they started making phones like the iPhone XR. So I'm not saying that phone is cheap, but it is cheaper than, let's say, an iPhone XS, right? Or currently their iPhone 11 compared to the iPhone 11 Pro. It is significantly cheaper than the premium model, and that's what they're going for. And apart from Apple beginning to hit this segment of the market, in the previous story, we were also just talking about how Chinese manufacturers have been able to hit this segment of the market really well in India. So I think most manufacturers are starting to notice that they're starting to build these mid-tier phones. And that includes even Samsung, right? Samsung with their A series phone, which is it's not really been in phone that has been advertised for the American consumer, but all of a sudden people are starting to notice that phone a little bit more, simply because it's a cheaper phone that comes with a lot of the features that the premium phones offer. And then notably, Apple Services continues to show an impressive numbers of growth as well. The company reported 17% growth year over year, which is really good news for them because honestly speaking, this might be the long-term goal for Apple, right? It's not just about having to sell a lot of phones. They already have a pretty big following and a lot of people who have the phones. Now it's about keeping them in the ecosystem by offering them Apple services like iCloud, Apple TV Plus, Apple News Plus, Apple Arcade, things like that. And part of that growth also is due to the free year-long subscriptions that they're doing that they also bundle up when you purchase an Apple product. So between all those factors, it was a pretty big quarterly result for them.